Hi, friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I am loving going through the Gospel of Luke. We are in Luke chapter 5, verses 1 through 20 in the World English Bible. I just love seeing Jesus in action. It's such a joy. Now, when the multitude pressed on him, on Jesus, and heard the word of God, he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. He saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch." Simon answered him, "Master, we worked all night and took nothing, but at your word, I will let down the net." When they had done this, they caught a great multitude of fish, and their net was breaking. They beckoned to their partners in the other boat that they should come and help them. They came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, Lord." For he was amazed, and all who were with him, at the catch of fish which they had caught. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people alive." When they had brought their boats to land, they left everything and followed him. While he was in one of the cities, behold, there was a man full of leprosy. When he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and begged him, saying, "Lord, if you want to, you can make me clean." He stretched out his hand and touched him, saying, "I want to be made clean." Immediately the leprosy left him. He commanded him to tell no one, but go your way and show yourself to the priests and offer for your cleansing according to what Moses commanded for a testimony to them. But the report concerning him spread much more, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities. But he withdrew himself into the desert and prayed. On one of those days he was teaching, and there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by, who had come out of every village of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. The power of the Lord was with him to heal them. Behold, men brought a paralyzed man on a cot, and they sought to bring him in to lay before Jesus. Not finding a way to bring him in because of the multitudes, they went up to the housetop and let him down through the tiles with his cot into the middle before Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said to him, "Man, your sins are forgiven you." Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, we thank you again for these miraculous things that you did when you walked the earth. And I love how you even influenced economics here. You had these fishermen who had been fishing all night with nothing, and then suddenly you just completely bless them. You show them that you can do anything, that nothing is impossible with you. And so, Lord, there's people listening today who they're looking at a mountain of impossibility before them, and their faith is wavering and maybe even sometimes broken. And I pray, Lord, that you would repair their faith and help them to open their eyes to the possibilities of all the things that you can do, to trust you and have faith that you can move those mountains that stand in front of them, that you can do the impossible. Lord, I admit that there are times where I'm so stuck in the mundane that I can't see your miracles. I can't even perceive of them or realize that you're capable of them. But Lord, help us to just kind of snap out of this lethargy of thinking that everything's always going to be the same. Help us to pray with faith, believing that you can do what more than we even could imagine, Lord. We thank you so much for Simon Peter's response here. He's like, "Depart from me, I'm unclean." Lord, help us to also have that kind of spirit of repentance every time we remember where we've been, Lord, and what we've done. We can continually confess our sins to you, and you are faithful and you are righteous to forgive us of those sins. And you just cleanse us from unrighteousness. Lord, somebody today needs to hear that you have cleansed us from our unrighteousness. Lord, we thank you so much for the tenacity of these people who loved their paralyzed friend and ended up digging through a roof to present him before you. Lord, help us to keep that picture in mind and that story in mind today, particularly for our loved ones that we're longing for you to heal them. Lord, help us to pray fervently. Help us to do whatever it takes to bring our families and our friends to you. Lord, even if it means a sacrifice, even if it means going out of our way, even if it means inconveniencing ourselves, Lord, help us to love people so well like that. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I'm just really humbled and grateful that you spend your time with me every single day, and you're probably tired of my voice, but I just want to commend you for valuing the Bible and valuing prayer. And my hope in prayer is that this would spark and ignite a flame in you to read more of the Word of God and to get on your knees today and pray. And so I pray this podcast is an encouragement to you.